Kyle, welcome back. When did you find out you were coming back to Baltimore?
Yesterday after the game in Memphis.
How have you been swinging it in AAA?
Yeah, I think I've done pretty well. Obviously, the power numbers have been there. You know, you guys have heard me say this a million times. I always feel like there's more meat left on the bone. And, you know, was getting in a rhythm and starting to put together better at-bats more consistently. And it's feeling good.
What's it mean for you to get back here with everything you went through last year with the injuries?
Yeah, I mean, you guys will love this. Pretty cool story. I mean, I was optioned on Mother's Day last year, and then, you know, the string of events that happened after, the injury and injuries and whatnot, and then to be called up on Mother's Day, it was just, you know, cool full circle moment, and obviously, you know, a lot of work to be done still, but just very excited to be here.
You said at the end of spring training, you use being an option as motivation. Is that kind of the case for you the first month down there?
Yeah, I think... You know, anyone who's gotten a taste of the big leagues, this is where you want to be. And so when you're not here, you're doing everything you can to get back.
Kyle, it looks like the power numbers and the slugging has ticked up a bit for you when that's already good and you're already hitting a lot of homers. How have you been able to take it up a notch?
I think I'm getting better, at hitting different types of pitches. You know, if you look at the homers this year, it's been some on fastballs, some on breaking balls, some on changeups. So just, I think... I'm getting good barrel on different pitches.
You obviously wanted to beat the team out of spring, but does getting the everyday at-bats that you've had in AAA, I think you put you in a position for success now that you're up here?
Yeah, you know, I feel ready. I feel ready to help this team win. Whatever, you know, my role is, whatever I'm called to do, I'm just going to go out there and give it my all and have a good time, play with a lot of gratitude. I'm just happy to be here.
Carl, how did getting the news this time compare to the other
chances? You know, it's a good question. I know what I'm coming into, and I think that's the difference.
Kyle, there's obviously, everybody knows there's a bunch of really talented guys down in Norfolk, guys who probably play now in the big leagues. What is the culture like on that team, and how do you guys affect one another in that quest to get back here?
Yeah, I think we're all just trying to push each other to get better, to move the needle, to stay ready. You know, your name can get called at any point. And you got to be ready to go when that time comes. And so I think just trying to go about every day with that mentality, you know, taking, you know, the little things serious down there, defense, hitting your cutoff man, stuff like that. Like just trying to take pride on that in situations that maybe there's not as big of a magnifying glass on. But, you know, those are the things that matter at this level. And so just trying to, you know, handle those little things while also, you know, swinging the bat well and putting up good numbers and so on and so forth.
When you saw Oliver get called up and then Kershaw get called up, was it difficult to wait and watching those guys get called up?
It's mixed. It's so happy for those guys, right? Guys who are so deserving, so talented, you know, so as, you know, their friend, I'm super happy. But yeah, like obviously I want to be here too and want to compete at this level too. I don't want to say it, you know, disappointing or frustrating or anything like that, but you know, you just look at this clubhouse. It's a fun group to be around. You know, for me, a lot of guys that I came up with, and it's just a culture you want to be a part of. The team's winning. I mean, what else would you want to do in this game than being on a, you know, a team going for a playoff push and then, you know, hopefully this year a World Series push.
Were you surprised to get the call yesterday, or did you expect that you were kind of close?
You know, I was just trying to take it day by day. I don't mean to be cheesy with that response, but I, you know, was just trying to, you know, tell myself every day that I'm ready, and you know, yesterday was the day I got the call, so I wouldn't say I was surprised. Wasn't say I was necessarily expecting it. It was just happened.
It seems like whether you have to wait a lot to come here or not, the support group of young players for each other, Norfolk, Baltimore, wherever you're at a given time, is so strong. Is that a big factor for you guys?
Yeah, huge. I mean, you know, I feel like so much of just life in general is about relationships and who you're around. And, you know, we get to play, you know, this game with a bunch of people we like being around. And, you know, and like you said, there's that support on both sides when, you know, you come up here, and if you go back down, there's you know, people that you've spent time with in camp and came up through with in the minors, or spent time here in the big leagues with, and so yeah, there's definitely a big support group, and we all like I said before, just try to get each other to move the needle and get better and push each other.
between the success you had in spring training and in Norfolk, how much more comfortable are you against left-handed pitching now than maybe you were a year or two ago?
Righties or lefties, I really just try not to think about it. Like, it doesn't matter to me. But to me, it's just the quality of the at-bat. I believe in my ability to have a quality at-bat against a righty or a lefty. And so, I don't really get caught up what side they throw. Just the plan or the approach might change a little bit.